Israel's shopworn mantra about its right to defend itself is the same old Orwellian doublespeak thrown in our faces 24/7 as Israel ignites Gaza into a funeral pyre of burned corpses of Palestinian children, women, and men. It's not only the Jewish-owned press touting the big lie, Israel's right of self-defense, but the masses boy in the White House who has been vomiting out the same old line of Zionist propaganda. Tell me, please, how are some homemade rockets, either shot down by Israel's Iron Dome or falling on cement curbs in the suburbs of Tel Aviv, an excuse for Israel to go on another high-tech death spree on a civilian population in Gaza? How can a batch of do-it-yourself, crude, primitive rockets pose any kind of threat to the world's third-ranking thermonuclear power?
Here's Israel alongside the Mediterranean Ocean. It's about the size of New Jersey, 7.5 million people, 75% Jewish. The economy is good, unemployment below 7% right now. Gaza, by comparison, quite small geographically, only twice as big as Washington, D.C. It is predominantly Palestinian. The unemployment rate is very high there, and the economy is quite bad. GlobalFirepower.com has called Israel the 10th most powerful military in the world. So let's break that down. Here. They have compulsory military service, which means that every young person must go into the military for a while. So they have 176,000 active troops, 500,000 they can call it from the reserves if need be. Ground forces, very strong, about 3,000 tanks. If you count all the mortars, artillery units, and armored personnel carriers, you get up to about 12,000 units on the ground that they can call up. And of course, their military is very formidable. About 800 aircraft, including some 200 helicopters. That's what they largely use to pound away at their perceived enemies over in Gaza. Now, if you look at the forces that Hamas has, very, very different picture. If you take almost everybody under uniform there officially, you get about 12,500 troops, and of course, nothing like the weapons that they have over here. But Palestinian militants do have a lot of rockets. You hear about them all the time, and that's what's making the news. Let me bring in a model of one here, life size actually. This is a Qassam 2 rocket. These are popular because they are cheap and easy to make out of steel tubes. They only weigh about 70 to 100 pounds, and they're fueled essentially by fertilizer, ammonium nitrate, and they can pack quite a punch. They're not very accurate.
Just how are these unguided rockets fueled by fertilizer? Some probably false flag rockets fired by Jews at themselves. Justification for this latest American taxpayer-paid genocide of Palestinians. The Jews stole their land, bomb their homes, take their water, drone their skies, kill their children, close their borders on land and sea, herd them into an open-air concentration camp, and rain living hell down upon them. And Israel is the good guy? Noam Chomsky got it right. With Israel dropping white phosphorus bombs on an occupied population that has no air force, no standing army, no tanks or armor, no central command, this isn't war. It's murder. AIPAC is dancing with glee today, and its Goyim shills on Capitol Hill are dancing the horror to the tune of Jewry's Hava Nagilah, which means, let us rejoice. But there's no rejoicing in Gaza City today, my friends. Instead, there are funeral marches, father's anguish, and mother's grief. Let me go one step further than Chomsky. Yes, the ravaging of Gaza by the Israelis is not war, it's murder. But even more, it's the continuation of what supremacist Judaism offers the world, the annihilation of life itself. Divine life came to Jewry 2,000 years ago in the person of Jesus Christ, God incarnate, and the Jews sentenced that life, that divine life, to death. By wicked hands you crucified him, St. Peter reproached the Jews on the day of Pentecost. The entire world is once again being shown in dripping blood and shattered, broken bodies what the hands of the chosen lust to do. And while the masses boy in the White House is flying off to Burma, the Jews in their wonderful little democracy are executing another death sentence, once again, on innocent lives in occupied Gaza. Yes, well, Obama is halfway around the world, fiddling in some fourth-rate dictatorship. The Jews are rushing headlong into hell and dragging the Western world and all of humanity down with them.